Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
QNN Community Network News, I'm Jed Gilbert.
I'm Michael Pintabona.
I'm Tanya Lewis.
I'm Caitlin Pearson.
And I'm Anthony Smeaton.
This is the first of three episodes where we look back at the stories that made the headlines in 2011.
The Australian Christian lobbies called on the new Victorian state government to rein in funding dedicated to removing anti-gay bullying from the state's high schools.
A Malaysian Muslim who posted a video on YouTube as part of the It Gets Better Malaysia campaign is dealing with death threats and condemnation from outraged Muslims.
Same-sex attracted young people in Australia are more likely to have disclosed their sexuality now than 12 years ago. The survey also found that young people continue to feel better about their sexuality.
Gay Welsh rugby player Gareth Thomas has appeared on The Ellen Show this week, telling the lesbian talk show host that he prayed to become straight at a church before marrying his wife.
The rainbow flag has been hoisted above Sydney Town Hall for the second consecutive year to welcome the start of the 2011 Mardi Gras season.
Today is your special edition of QNN for the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Parade.
Tonight, the diverse gay and lesbian communities of Australia and from around the world gather to say something to the entire world. This is a celebration of whoever you are, of being happy and being proud of it.
Joy 94.9 was there broadcasting live across the community radio stations of Australia.
We are perched above Oxford Street, getting ready for about 135 floats and over 8,000 people ready to march by.
In 2011, QNN continued to bring you your gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, intersex and queer news from Australia and overseas. We're looking back at the stories from 2011.
Facebook has added civil unions and domestic partnerships to the list of relationships that its users can pick from to best describe their romantic status.
Former High Court Justice Michael Kirby says it's ridiculous and wicked to deprive same-sex couples of the right to marry.
Steve Davies has become the world's first openly gay professional cricketer.
Influential members of the LGBT community are set to be honoured in San Francisco in reminiscent fashion to Hollywood's Walk of Fame. To be known as the Rainbow Honour Walk, the strip will be centred in the Castro District and will eventually feature hundreds of names.
The Victorian state government landed itself in hot water after deciding to provide religious groups with an exemption to the Equal Opportunity Act. The exemption means that religious groups can refuse to hire an individual based on their sexuality or marital status.
Julia Gillard appears to be stepping away from the support she recently offered for legislation that could lead to same-sex marriage in Australian territories.
Channel 10 newsreader Ron Wilson has apologised on air this week after his comments describing the Mardi Gras parade as disgusting.
I really do apologise.
Jason Ackermanis has put his foot in it again, making comments on MTR Talkback Radio, discouraging professional sportsmen from coming out of the closet.
Biphobic slurs at the 2011 Melbourne Pride March have angered members of Melbourne's GLBTI community.
While Melburnians will march for equal marriage rights this week, activists in a number of other Australian cities have attended equal love rallies across the weekend. The annual Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation Media Awards have been held in New York, with recently out singer Ricky Martin amongst those honoured. Martin was awarded the Vito Russo Award for being a positive role model to LGBT youth and particularly the Latino community. Martin's appearance on Oprah discussing his coming out also helped the show win the award for Outstanding Talk Show Episode.
Finally, you're free.
Why were you crying? I'm going to cry. I'm crying here. No. why were you? Because just hearing that moment. So why were you crying?
Because I felt free. I felt liberated. I felt that I could finally say I love myself completely. It's
raining, man. Priscilla, Queen of the Desert has finally debuted on Broadway, but has received mixed reviews from critics.
Elizabeth Taylor, a screen goddess of Hollywood's golden age and a tireless campaigner for people experiencing HIV/AIDS, lost her battle with congestive heart failure. Join us next week for more stories from 2011.
This has been a news and current affairs program from the Joy Studios in Melbourne. For more gay and lesbian content, please go to joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.